views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Hello and welcome to Empowerment Radio. My name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and I'm very happy to have you on the call today, on the dial today, to a very special topic to me, which is meditation. And we also have a wonderful guest who will share with us all that he has learned and experienced through integrating meditation into his life. But let's talk a little bit about what Empowerment Radio is, because with Empowerment Radio, we are really trying to address and tackle real life issues, especially those issues that make us feel powerless, stressed, and anxious. And the goal is to give you insights and practical tools to shift out of this autopilot or survival mode that we easily fall into and get into the thriving zone, the place where we can create, the place where we can enjoy, and the place where we can be our best to make also the contribution to the world that we're here to make. If you have any questions for me or the special guest, which I will introduce in a moment, just call 888-418-6890. Or, of course, you can also ask a question or a comment on the message board on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, today we talk about meditation, and it's not just about meditation the way we think about it or the way, you know, we used to see meditation, which is sitting on the pillow, closing your eyes, and somehow wrestling your mind into submission. It's really well documented that meditation is very healthy for your mind, for your physical body, for your emotions. And most of us could use meditation because let's really face it, we are often little stress monkeys and we are getting into the hamster wheel and just really feel overwhelmed by all the obligations and all the to-do lists that are daily waiting for us the moment we are open the eyes. But most of us don't really do meditations. Most of us feel like, well, either I don't have the time to learn it, and I don't know if I do it right. Or like me, you may have tried it, and I tried it the first time when I was 18 years old. And then you find out that two things happen. Either you just feel like your mind is racing even more and becomes louder and more obnoxious, and you just feel you lost. So you give up or you fall asleep. And that's, you know, something that I think a lot of people are struggling with, that meditation seems to be just something difficult to accomplish. And the show today is about finding out that meditation can actually be more than just sitting on the pillow, more than closing your eyes. It can be a way of living, an art of life. And so for that, I would love to bring on my very special guest, Michael Sandler. Michael is the award-winning author of Barefoot Running and also is the founder of Mindful Running and now the host of the just record-breaking, amazing radio show, Inspire Nation Show, which is self-help radio And he just started it a few months ago, and it has been just incredibly successful. So, Michael, I think meditation has been a big part of your life. So you are the expert to have. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Friedman, for having me on the show. Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Well, Michael, we had the pleasure of talking already in the past, and we have, you know, shared our experiences with meditation, but also with how to deal with anxiety and stress. But tell me a little bit about how you got into meditation. What brought you to meditate?
It's been a gradual process. I, like you, was introduced to meditation young. I was introduced in a drama program at, I think, age 14 by a brother, Mike. And he had us focus on our breath and getting into our bodies and feeling our sensations. And it gave me a great sense of peace or relaxation. But I was an ADHD poster child as a kid growing up. And so, in fact, there's a movie, Accepted, about some kids who they didn't get into college, so they created their own college. And there's one kid in it I love so much. His name is Addison Denver Dunlop. And his name is Addison Denver Dunlop, which stands for ADD, and he wanted to learn about meditation. And the only way he could learn about meditation was to wear a straitjacket.
Oh, my
He had goodness. To wear a straitjacket. His first time in a meditation class, he sat down, nodded his head, said thank you, and left. His second time, he made it like 10 seconds and then eventually went to the straitjacket. I had to kind of take a similar approach. I went to race bicycles in Europe in my late teens, early 20s, and to try to become a professional bicycle racer. And so I'd been exposed through the Olympic Training Center to visualization, and I really dove deep into sports psychology. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing a lot of visualization work as I was racing against the best in Europe and trying to find a way, well, not to fail, honestly. how do I finish a race? And so I was working with visualization and visualization. When I got back to the States, and I had, as a French doctor told me, I hurted an automobile over there. And I told him, au contraire, the automobile hurted me. I came back to the States. I had PTSD. I was a mess. And I struggled with that for years. And did you know your EMDR and everything under the sun? And what really helped was a couple things. First off, getting back into the trails, which has become my practice. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that shortly. But also working on guided meditations. It seemed I could not quiet my mind on my own. But if I listened to somebody else take me on a journey, or I kept repeating Om or some sort of a mantra, that I could start to quiet that mind.
Isn't that interesting? And I'm glad that you bring this up, that there are different forms of meditating. And it may be the personality, it may be the phase of life you're in, it may be the state of your mind. You may just gravitate more to one than the other. It doesn't have to be the just watching your breath meditation, which is very effective. Also, it can be very challenging and at times really annoying, because you just feel like you're not getting to that place that you're supposed to get. And so guided meditation is certainly a wonderful alternative to just let your mind go from that, whatever, you know, ADD we all are really somehow suffering under, this attention deficit, where it just jumps like a little pinball in the pinball machine, left and right and up and down. And we are just focusing for a brief moment on something, whether it's someone else's voice or our body or the breath. It is certainly something that has a wonderful and really refocusing, recentering effect. But for you, you know, when you talk about guided meditation, what do you feel like happened then with the PTSD, with the anxiety? How did this positively affect you?
The guided meditation definitely helped quiet me. You can always call it like a gateway drug. It helped get my foot in the door. And one of the powerful meditations that I was using was on, in the morning, I was doing a manifestation. So I would practice a guided Om meditation, and I would put out there into the world what I wanted to see happen, what I wanted to take place in the day, which meant I really had to start to step back and, if not be present throughout the whole day, well, then at least be present and check in with myself first thing in the morning. And then in the evening, I would do a gratitude meditation where I would give thanks for what had taken place in the day. Again, an opportunity, a 20-minute time, and I was religious about this, 20 in the morning, 20 at the night, because I said, I'm going to find a way to rewire my mind and to use it to my advantage. I wasn't like saying, I'm going to conquer the world by conquering my mind, but my mind was as wacky and wild as anyone else's, and I really wanted to work to tame it so that I would be calmer, less anxiety, and so that I could really start to move ahead, whatever that looked like in life. And certainly that was getting those anxiety levels, which were crazy high, working to get those down.
And it's really something that I feel we all can relate to, this mind being super active. And I think we all can also take a little bit responsibility for that, because we do multitask. This is something that we do more than when I grew up. We fill every spare moment with our smartphones and our tablets, and then we are constantly bombarded by some information and some noise and something external wanting something from us. So there is just our mind always in that pull and push on something wanting to have its attention, and it gets filled up with lots of bits of information until it just cannot really handle it any longer. And this is certainly something when we are creating stress and anxiety. And this is where meditation can be like house cleaning, just a way to let things out of your subconscious, out of your mind. Now, you also mentioned something, Michael, about manifestation. And I'm very interested to talk more about this. So when we come back, let's talk how to manifest through meditation.
Woohoo!
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means
that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman. And again, if you have any questions, write on the message board or call in 888-418-6890. How to make meditation a way of living. And before the break, with my very special guest, Michael Sandler, we talked about how to manifest with meditation. So, Michael, tell me a little bit more about the practice of meditating and manifesting and how it evolved for you, because obviously you did some phenomenal things in that regard.
So I think there are two ways that I've been doing it, and I'm looking at myself as we're talking. It's kind of a meditative practice, pretending you're the mirror, and watching how it's evolved. In the beginning, what I would do is... it's interesting. Actually, from a sports psychology point of view, I would visualize, for instance, being in a race and seeing it occurring the way I wanted to. So I would watch the movie in my mind of what I hoped happened. And then slowly it started to unfold that way. After my racing days, it was practicing doing an om or something like that, and then repeating a mantra afterwards of whether that is... I am fully healthy. I am fully healthy. Repeating something like that time after time to help reprogram the subconscious, whatever that was for. I found that successful. What has worked for me the most, though, is going back, kicking it old school, back to my bike racing days, but with a twist to it, which is I go into a meditation. I'll quiet the mind. I can do this sitting on a mat, I can do it laying down, I can do it out on the trails. And I want to quiet my mind, whether that's linking to the breath, linking to my footsteps, or starting with a mantra or a chant. Then I go fully quiet and I envision what I'd like to take place. And I bring to it what I'm known for with our Inspire Nation show. I bring to it what I call the woohoo factor. And the woohoo factor is... get on cloud nine. Everything in the universe is energy. Go to quantum mechanics, quantum physics, go anywhere. It's all energy. We are energy. You want to vibrate at the highest level possible to bring about what you think about. And so don't just say, you know, thank you for six digits in my bank account. Thank you for six digits in my bank account. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's going to get you nowhere. If you go, woohoo, I've got six digits in my bank account. Wow, I get to live on the Riviera. I've got the home I want. I can send my kids to the school I want. I've got the freedom I want. I just took a trip to, I don't know, the south of France. I got, you know, start dreaming in this quiet, sacred place. Again, walking, sitting, running, laying down, whatever it is. But imagine it, feel it, see it, and do a jig in your head or out loud, really raising that vibration. And to me, that's sending the biggest gong out to the universe or throwing the biggest stone in the pond to generate the ripples to help it take place.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. And I actually did this very successfully when, how many years is it now? 17 years ago, I met Danielle, my wife, in a yoga camp in in New Mexico. And, you know, out of 1,600 people at that time, it's kind of difficult to meet actually someone every day. But somehow we were running into each other every day, and we just started, you know, talking and becoming really good friends. And then we left because she lived in Tennessee and I lived in Seattle, and so, you know, far away. But every Thursday there was a yoga class I attended and there was a meditation, and every Thursday I just had in my mind her name and just saw her face, and I just thought about her, and I was really in that high vibration of being so grateful and excited to have met her. And a year later I went there again, and the first person I saw in the yoga camp out of 1,600 people was her. And then we again became good friends, and you know, a month later she decided to move to Seattle, and the rest is history. So there was something just about this connection that was created between us, and also, like you said, this high vibration that I think brought us together and made that relationship just one of the most beautiful things in my life. And meditation had a big reason to play in that manifestation. Now, Michael, isn't one problem about meditation and manifestation is sometimes we think we know what we want, but we cannot get to that high vibration because it's not really what we want, or there is something inside of us that may just feel like, I'm not sure that this is good.
I think there are a couple challenges. You bring up at least two good points there. So point number one is I like to put it out there and let it go. So I manifested, universe manifested. I was just a co-conspirator in it, my wife as well. And I had kind of a shopping list of what I was looking for. And that shopping list wasn't, you know, from The Secret of I wanted to be this and that and the other. It was more of how the relationship would look like, what it would do, and how it helped bring out the best in me. And then I would say at the end of the meditation, if that's what's supposed to take place. So in other words, whatever is for my best interest. And I say that now before each show, whatever is for the highest good. Because I know that I can't possibly know what's best because I'm in the fishbowl. I can't see outside of the fishbowl to know what's best. It may be exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. It may be something completely different and much, much better. So I put it out there with emotion, but I'm also willing to let it go and realize I may not know what's best. So that's one part of it. The second part of it is, oftentimes, and this is something you work with even more than me, our subconscious mucks things up. And you say to yourself, I want to have 6 digits in the bank account. Thank you for 6 digits. Thank you for 6 digits. Thank you for 6 digits. And your subconscious is going, sorry. Your subconscious is laughing at you. It's a scary laugh right there. And because it knows that ain't the case. You don't have six. You're saying thank you for 6 digits. You got 60 cents. I know it. You know it. And the subconscious is going, next. And so you have to work to convince the subconscious, communicate with the subconscious. And while you can manifest anything at any scale you desire, you have to be able to convince your subconscious that that's going to be the case, or you're just going to get the rebound. And so for myself, we've been making, our show started last year. We're 174 nations. We're number 2 in spirituality worldwide, top 10 in self-help. And what it took was writing in the morning in my journal exactly what I was hoping, writing it again in the evening. And now it's been writing letters to my subconscious. Dear subconscious, I want to thank you so much for, and really working to rewire. And then, of course, I step back every moment that I can, and I get quiet first off, because I've got to give my subconscious, I've got to give myself time to relax and unwind. And then I can keep imprinting, imprinting, imprinting. So it's a printing press I'm running in my mind to put new grooves into the record, so to speak, for that subconscious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, give us the website and how to listen to this Inspire Nation show that is really fabulous.
You can go to inspirenationshow.com. That is the easiest way to go there. is inspirenationshow.com, all one word.
And this is a daily radio show that has just amazing guests that I was so fortunate to be one of them. And Michael just creates such a fun atmosphere and gets people to really share their gifts and their teachings, but in a very light and woohoo way. So it's a great thing to listen to and tune into, and making it number one when everyone is tuning into that, hopefully. Now, what you just talked about with the letting go is certainly something that is really, really crucial, and getting the subconscious on board with that desire and with that manifestation, but also really realizing that the subconscious is ultimately that part of the mind that we are trying to quieten. And the question that we're going to address when we come back, why does the subconscious run around so crazy? And why does it sometimes laugh into our face when we want something, when we try to sit down, when we try to focus or get clarity? Why is there this part inside of us that seemed just to put a monkey wrench into our dreams and desires? Let's talk about this more when we come back, and also how meditation can help you to get your subconscious on board with whatever your life wants to unfold into and whatever your heart wants to manifest.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman, with my very special guest, Michael Sandler. And before we went on break, we talked a little bit about the subconscious mind and how the subconscious mind can stop us from relaxing, from sitting still, from creating what we want. And why does the subconscious do that? And how can we help the subconscious to overcome those inner blocks that it just doesn't want to let go of? This is, by the way, something I am working with on a daily basis with clients worldwide. And if you want to find out more about this, just go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. There is also a webinar that will start, a video seminar, April 30th, that you can find out more about it. If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, if stress has been just too much for you in your life, and you have tried to meditate, you have gone to counselors, you have done all these different kinds of methods, and you're still stuck, there is something in your subconscious mind that needs to be addressed. There is some reason why you're dealing with anxiety. Let's find out what that is, and you can overcome this, because the beauty about the subconscious mind, just like Michael said, you can rewire it, you can create new grooves. And in fact, I see the subconscious mind like a faithful servant who wants to be there for us, but it needs to be convinced that we are actually trustworthy. And that's one thing that a daily committed practice of meditation and centering can do for us. You know, when we are in a, and I think, Michael, you would agree, if you are anxious and stressed out and all over the place, and your subconscious and its emotions just start running the show, well, you as a conscious being, you are not in charge anymore, and your subconscious just takes over and doing the same things over and over again that it has learned a long time ago, whether it's coming from insecurity, whether it's coming from a pleasing mode, whether it's coming from trying to achieve at all costs, even if you don't know what you are trying to get out of it or why you're trying to do something, make more money or get a promotion. Is that really what you want? Your subconscious just does these habits out of that, what it has learned, what it has been imprinted in. And meditation is one way to change those imprints. And what you talked about, Michael, before was your practice on making meditation more a daily part of life. So talk a little bit about the mindful running that you have been starting, because it's not only a great name, I think it's an amazing practice.
Well, thank you. It's interesting. We had on recently a guest, Krishna Das, on our show, and he's kind of the rock and roll star of kirtans. He performed kirtan music for the 2013 Grammys, in fact. Mm-hmm. And he talks about having a practice, and that whatever your practice is, that's what's most important. And I realized I do sit and meditate every day, and I'm religious about that, no pun intended. It's extremely important to me, but that's not actually my practice. My practice is going for a run, going for a hike, spending time in nature, syncing with my breath, quieting the mind, getting myself either to no thought, or if I can't get to no thought, then getting it to maybe a very short mantra, and staying in that precious, sweet space for either a portion of that time or as much of that time as I possibly can. And that is putting so much money in the bank. I was mentioning we're a daily show. A daily show means that I'm literally reading a book a day, organizing guests, doing the show, editing. The list goes on and on and on. Every single day, we've done this 225 times in a row. If I didn't put money in the bank to calm my subconscious down, to quiet my mind and take that anxiety level down, I would crack time and time again. Because when the going gets tough, our subconscious, like you're saying, it's not on the opposing side. It's our friend. It's there to protect us. It's there to take care of us. You're right, if we're trustworthy. And so what we don't want to do is starve our subconscious. Think of them as a military, and they got bayonets. You don't want to starve them. You don't want to tick them off. You don't want to scare the heck out of them. You want to pay them and feed them well and give them lots of rest.
That's absolutely right. And you have to give it also really good directions, which is one of the things about meditation that I find, is often misunderstood, that meditation is just to empty the mind and to still the mind. But, you know, especially from the perspective of the subconscious, meditation is also giving the mind something else to focus on. That is something that you want your subconscious either to believe in or to help you find and create. And this is why at the beginning, like you said, the centering and the stilling is so powerful. But then I like to just put, in your case, it was a mantra or a visualization. Sometimes it can be also just a feeling of what you want to experience or what you want to have during the day, just dropping it into the stillness of that inner mind, like a mountain lake, and you just feel the energy of that intention rippling through your subconscious mind. And the subconscious is amazing. When we are deciding this is what we really want, it just creates it. It just makes it happen. When we were looking for a house at some point, I mean, you see the for sale signs everywhere, and before you just ignore them. Or, you know, I remember when I was 20 years old, I had a real infatuation with this beautiful woman, and she lived in Germany, and I was on a visit in New York City, but believe me, I saw her everywhere because I saw just the type of who she was everywhere, because that's what my subconscious helped me finding. So there is something about the subconscious needing our conscious direction, and meditation can be just a wonderful part of that conscious direction giving that then makes us just tap into a source of manifestation that many of us don't even know that they have. And I think you with Inspire Nation show certainly have proven it, that this is really how you create something. Also, I mean, would you say that right now you feel on purpose in your life?
Absolutely. 100%. Never felt more at purpose. But what's fascinating about it is when we moved back to the East Coast about a year ago, my wife had been very sick, and we needed to get her back here to heal. I knew I'd be doing something different. I didn't know what that would be. I had no idea of the Inspire Nation show. So it was really going quiet, listening, trying to become clear, and then partnering up with my subconscious, kind of using it as an internal guidance or compass. What feels good? What feels great? And then do some visualization, get through one door, what feels good, what feels great, getting through the next door. So it was a co-creation. The part of it was, this is what I want. But then there's a big part of it that was working with the subconscious to kind of unlock those doors for me. There's a cool trick. If people are going, you know, I'm not sure how much the subconscious is in charge, or how can I put things out to the subconscious? We've all experienced it. We said, I need to get up early tomorrow morning. I need to get up at 6 o'clock. And then you go to sleep and you forget about it, and you wake up, boom, and you check your watch and it's 6 o'clock. Because you've programmed your subconscious.
And your subconscious keeps track of time, which is just really wonderful to know. There is this part of your mind that does keep track on everything. It keeps track on the things that you want. It keeps track on the things that were harming you in the past. It keeps track on the things that made you feel good. I mean, the subconscious is really an enormous inner ally that we just seem to ignore, and we have to be more aware of that. The key to a very successful, enjoyable, purposeful, fulfilling life is to have the subconscious on your side, and meditation is certainly one of those things. And one of the aspects of meditation that I love, what you mentioned, was the getting clarity and just noticing what feels good. And there is a meditation that I like to teach, which is the 222 meditation, where you basically have a question, you have a topic that you need to get more clarity around, and all you need to do is just for 2 minutes write down everything that comes to mind, everything that you in that moment feel like, yeah, that's just bubbling up from within. And you just write it free floating. You let your pen not stop until it's all there. After the 2 minutes, you sit down and then you just look at what you wrote and you kind of underline the most important things, the things that really resonate with your heart, the things that you really feel connected to. And then do this for 2 minutes. And then for the next 2 minutes, the third 2 minutes, you're just going to summarize slowly, deliberately, again, very well connected to your heart, to your subconscious, writing down the summary of what you found out. And that's a method that has brought so much clarity to me and many of my clients, because it does give the subconscious a way to express itself. And writing is really one way our subconscious can get not only a way to let things out that it has been storing inside, but also it's a way for us to feed back to our subconscious. This is what I love about what you said, writing letters to your subconscious mind, because it engages more senses than just our thoughts. It engages the physical of the writing, the visual of your eyes, the emotional, because you feel more emotionally connected to what you're writing. So that is a very nice method. And we will, when we come back, talk more about that and also what other tools we can use to make meditation a daily part of our lives.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Well, this is very relaxing music. I mean, I'm feeling very meditative already just listening to it. So thanks, Justin, for doing that. Empowerment Radio with my very special guest, Michael Sandler. We are talking about how to integrate meditation into your daily life, how to make it a way of living. And we do have a question. Apparently, you know, manifesting and meditation is a topic that a lot of people do feel touched by, connected to, interested in. And Amy writes, how to manifest when you're deeply dissatisfied with your reality, but you can start to envision an alternative that you would want instead. I mean, boy, I think a lot of you can relate to that. We are in realities that we feel stuck in. We feel there is no way out, it's a dead end, but somehow we only see the wall in front of us. Somehow we only see that block and we cannot see the window. We cannot see the door. We cannot see that what's beyond it. Michael, what would you say? What would you suggest to Amy?
Oh, I have a whole list starting here. Amy, we're going to have some fun with you. What do we have for Amy today? Well, behind door three, actually, we've got a series of doors. First thing, Amy, is I want you to go back in your life and think of a time or place where you were happy, where you were having fun, where you were doing something joyous. It could be all the way back into your childhood. It can be whatever. And try to understand what gave you joy back then. Because chances are whatever gave you joy then probably still gives you joy now. So we need to start to crank up this inner flame inside of you, because your heart, your internal guidance system, it's there. I know that deep inside of you, you actually know what would bring you joy. And that's not putting any pressure on you. You don't need pressure. You got enough pressure. But we want to try to latch onto what makes you happy. So that's one part of it. A second thing is do some automatic writing, just like Friedman suggested here, which is write to yourself, go quiet, and see what comes out. The next thing is, let's get you to a place of beauty. For myself, that's nature. That's where I go quiet. It could be, you know, a waterfront. It could be a forest. But go someplace that is a beautiful surrounding and just spend time there. You're basically putting money in the bank for yourself. On top of that, if you have the time, I know I'm giving you a lot of homework. I was given a few minutes to do that. If you have the time, read. Read all the self-help books, or at least the first third of all the self-help books you can, because you'll see that every author that has done well in the self-help category has a woe to win story. They all started out miserable. We all start out miserable. I've had two near-death experiences. I started out very miserable, but we've overcome. And what that's going to do is that's going to give you hope to be able to overcome your own challenge. So read and listen to programs like Friedman's program, like my program, like other great programs out there, or YouTube shows, and surround yourself with positive people, positive story, and positive messages. And then the last piece that I would say is just be. Actually, I'm going to give you two pieces. Sorry. Just be. Be quiet. Be still. Take 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, a minute there, and just be with yourself. And the last thing, probably the most important thing, is to start to truly love yourself. For myself, I do an exercise where I take my right hand, I put it over my heart. It looks super, super silly. And I go, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And then I try to repeat that throughout the day as often as I can. I can't state how or overstate how powerful this is. And I can't overstate how challenging it is in the beginning. I literally melted down twice in my home that I used to have. And broke things in the house when I said, I love myself, and I didn't believe it. And so be gentle, be kind, but very slowly work to carve new grooves in the record, because you are a beautiful, special, loving, and loved soul. We just have to help you to see you for who you are.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. And Amy, I'm sure that this can help you tremendously. And one thing I may want to add is, you know, there is a reason why your subconscious doesn't allow you yet to envision an alternative. And usually the reason is that the subconscious believes that where you are right now, even though you're dissatisfied, may be safer than change. Maybe the comfort zone that you have to settle in, because there may have been disappointments in the past. There may have been times where you put yourself out there and then you failed, or you got rejected, or it didn't work out. You couldn't have what you want. So you may deal with a belief that says this is all you can have. There may be a belief that you're not good enough, or again, that you don't deserve. So make sure that you also address those beliefs and find out that those beliefs are coming from a past that still may have some confusion about it. There may be still something for you to learn about the past, and especially to learn about yourself. Because just like Michael said, our subconscious needs for us to know that we are safe and that we love ourselves. And when we are wanting to change, and when we are wanting to have something bigger in our lives, we need to convince the subconscious mind that even though it may not work out exactly how we want to, and maybe we fail, we have still tried and we have learned from it, and we can grow from it, and we can be flexible to make course corrections beyond it. So your subconscious needs to know it doesn't have to protect you in this little prison of the reality that you feel deeply dissatisfied with. There is a way for you to outgrow it and go beyond it, but it needs to be an energy that is coming from safety. You feel safe with yourself. You feel safe in the universe. It needs to come from an energy of really, truly connecting to the heart's desire that, you know, Michael talked about. You can reconnect with by remembering your past, by remembering your childhood dreams. And then it needs to come from a place of love and self-love. And for me personally, what I find in meditations really helps is this daily practice of just appreciating. I think, Michael, you mentioned this before, the appreciating even the things that are not perfect. There is, even in the deeply dissatisfying reality you're in, there is a lot you can appreciate. There is a lot of moments where you feel like, wow, that is actually feeling really nice. If I could have more of that, that would be great. And this is something that I allowed myself to have. And that is something I could really focus on more. And so this way you can also gently expand this comfort zone into a bigger place, a place that brings you more joy, a place that brings you a greater sense of purpose. So I think you have a lot to do. Thank you so much for asking this question. And Michael, we are almost at the end of our show. Is there any other advice, any personal note that you would like to leave us with?
Be more present. Be more present in whatever you're doing. Whether that's sitting in the chair, feeling your butt against the chair, feeling your feet on the ground. Whether it's driving your car and feeling your hands on the wheel and feeling maybe the air if the window is down on a nice day like today, just try to be a little bit more present in wherever you are, and that gives you space, that gives you pause. And in there, in the space, in the pause, they say it's the space between the notes that makes the music. That's where life gets juicy. That's where it gets fun. And last, don't be afraid to be a kid again. I say the woohoo factor all the time because the more that you woohoo, the more that you crank up that inner flame, you feel good, you feel on fire, you feel on purpose, your subconscious feels safer, and the more you rock this world.
Wow. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to have you on. If you want to get more of Michael, go to inspirenationshow.com and listen to the daily shows there. If you can't get enough of me, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com, and hopefully we will reconnect again in 2 weeks for the next Empowerment Radio Show. Until then, stay present, meditate, and enjoy your life.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.